Good morning. This is Dan Singletary, manager of Howard Electric Cooperative. I'm here to give you an update on this storm that we've had. We've got 5,400 members out of power. We started with over 6,300, so we're making some progress. As you know, this was a major storm and it had tornadic activity with it. We're up to 280 poles that are broke, plus the transmission lines that serve the substations. There's some structures that have been damaged there also. That is being repaired as we're talking. It's going to take some time. We did have three subs that took direct hits from these tornadoes. Fortunately, the equipment in the subs, they're okay. But just outside the subs, it's a mess. That's where our big poles really got a lot of damage. We've got 98 pairs of boots on the ground this morning. We've got linemen from other co-ops from across Missouri. They even come from northern Missouri down here to help us with restoring power to our members. Kiowa, our contractor, they're here. They're changing poles. That's their specialty. We've even got Arkansas Electric. You know, they re-clear our right-of-ways. They have stepped up. They are here helping us just get the trees and that moved out of our right-of-way. As I mentioned yesterday, this is a multi-day outage. I wish I could make it quicker, but I can't. Well, Mother Nature tore down in a hurry. It's going to take us time to get this put back up. I can't give you a specific time on how long it's going to take because we just don't know every detail of the damage in that. But we're on it. We want power back to our members. We are on it. Please continue. Check on your neighbors. Stay away from down power lines. They may look innocent. Don't trust them. Stay away from down power lines. This is Sunday. The sun's going to shine. This is going to be a good day. Please continue to say a little prayer for our communities. And while you're doing that, if you don't mind, include our linemen in your prayer. I'd appreciate that. Thank you.